Module 6. The Tang Poems. Reading and Speaking. Activity 9. Read the passage and check the true statements. Young Men Who Never Grew Old.
The First World War took place from 1914 to 1918. Millions of young men died in the fighting, the worst of which took place in northern France. But these 4 years of suffering and death also produced some wonderful poems. Two of the most famous of the English First World War poets, as they are known, are Rupert Brooke and Wilfred Owen. Their poems reflect their horror of war and the waste of young lives. Rupert Brooke was born in 1887. He loved the English countryside, and his early poems about English country life are romantic and full of images of nature. These poems were published in 1911. When war broke out on the 4th of August 1914, Brooke went to sea to fight for Britain. At the beginning of the war, the government said that it was the war to end all wars, and that it would be all over by Christmas. This meant that the war should have been quick and not too terrible. Brooke's poems reflected the sad but optimistic mood of many people in 1914. In 1915, he was on a ship sailing to Turkey, but he never arrived. He became ill and died aged 28. The poem for which he is best remembered is called The Soldier, which begins with these famous lines. If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. Wilfred Owen, born in 1893, joined the army in 1915. His poems describe the physical suffering of men in the trenches, deep paths in the fields in France where the soldiers had to live. He believed that war was sometimes necessary, but was also very cruel, and he questioned why so many soldiers had to die. About his poetry, Wilfred Owen wrote, "My subject is war and the pity of war. The poetry is in the pity." His poems also reflect the mood of anger among many people at the government's failure to end the terrible suffering this long war had brought. Bells were ringing to celebrate the end of the war on the 11th of November 1918, when a telegram was brought to Owen's parents' house. It gave them the news that their son had been killed in the fighting. That day was the 4th of November 1918. If the war had ended just 1 week earlier, the young man who became one of England's most famous poets, Wilfred Owen, might have lived to write for many more years.
Now correct the false statements.